A Guitar Across Generations. Reverend Suan Ken Mung's handcrafted legacy finds a home at Zomi Inpa. Made by hand in Tadim around 1975, the historic guitar has traveled from Yangon to Tulsa, carrying with it a story of Zomi craftsmanship, Christian ministry, music, family, and cultural memory. Made by hand in Tadim around 1975, the historic guitar has traveled from Yangon to Tulsa, carrying with it a story of Zomi craftsmanship, Christian ministry, music, family, and cultural memory. By Zomi Press, Tulsa, Oklahoma, August 19, 2026. A guitar handcrafted by Reverend Suan Ken Mung in Tadim approximately 5 decades ago has been donated to Zomi Inkuan USA, Inc. for preservation and future display at the Zomi Inpai Museum in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The instrument was formally received at Zomi Inpai on Wednesday, August 19, marking the completion of a remarkable journey from Tadim through Yangon to the United States. Made around 1975 by Reverend Suan Ken Mung himself, the guitar represents far more than an early musical instrument. It is a tangible record of Zomi creativity, resourcefulness, and love for music, and a deeply personal legacy connecting one family's history with the broader cultural memory of the Zomi people. The guitar was presented by Reverend Suan Ken Mung's son, well-known Zomi musician Pa Vai, together with his family. The family also expressed special appreciation to Pa Thang Mang and his family for helping transport the instrument from Yangon to Tulsa. A pastor, author, musician, and literary leader, Reverend Suan Ken Mung has contributed to Zomi society through several areas of service. In addition to his pastoral ministry, he is known as an author and musician. He also served for many years as General Secretary of the Zomi Christian Literature Society, widely known as ZCLS. His work reflects the close relationship between Christian faith, literature, and music in modern Zomi history. For generations, churches and Christian organizations have played an important role in advancing literacy, producing books, translating religious materials, and developing written resources in the Zomi language. Christian songs and literature have also helped families and congregations communicate biblical teaching, preserve collective memory, and strengthen community life. Within this setting, Reverend Suan Ken Mung's handcrafted guitar represents both personal creativity and a wider tradition of service. The instrument brings together the different dimensions of his life, as a pastor who served through faith, an author who contributed through writing, and a musician who understood the power of song. Created by hand in Tadim. According to the family, Reverend Suan Ken Mung personally built the guitar in Tadim around 1975. Its handmade construction reflects a time when access to professionally manufactured musical instruments was limited for many people in the region. Musicians and craftspeople often had to rely on local knowledge, available materials, practical skill, and personal imagination. The guitar, therefore, stands as an example of Zomi ingenuity. Its design reveals the work of someone who did not merely play music but created the means through which music could be made. The instrument's age and visible wear are not defects to be erased. They are part of its history. Every mark, repaired section, and weathered surface bears witness to the passage of time and to the hands that made, held, and preserved it. It is not valuable because it is flawless. It is valuable because it survived. Music in the life of the Zomi people. Music occupies a meaningful place in Zomi life. It can be heard in churches, homes, weddings, funerals, youth gatherings, festivals, and community celebrations. It gives expression to worship and gratitude, as well as to longing, grief, separation, and hope. Songs have carried stories and beliefs from one generation to another. They have helped preserve language, communicate faith, and maintain a sense of belonging, especially during periods of migration, conflict, and displacement. Before digital media made music instantly available, instruments such as guitars often became central features of communal life. A single guitar could bring together a congregation, a family, or a group of young people. It could accompany hymns, original compositions, and songs remembered from home. For many Zomi families, music has never been merely a form of entertainment. It has been part of everyday life and a means of sustaining faith and identity. Seen within that history, Reverend Suan Ken Mung's guitar is more than an individual possession. It represents the creative and musical traditions through which the Zomi people have expressed their identity. A journey filled with personal meaning. The guitar's arrival in the United States carries particular emotional significance for Reverend Suan Ken Mung's family. According to a family statement shared by his son Vai, also known as PCK Senpai, Reverend Suan Ken Mung and his wife applied for U.S. visas during their later years but were not granted them. Although they were unable to make the journey themselves, a treasured object created by their own hands has now reached American soil. The family described the guitar as one of the few significant legacies remaining in their care. Its arrival at Zomi Inpai was therefore understood not simply as the relocation of an object, but as the fulfillment of a meaningful mission. We are deeply grateful that a guitar handcrafted by our father in Tadim in 1975 will now be preserved at Zomi Inpai in the United States, the family said. The journey of the instrument, beginning in Tadim, continuing through Yangon and ending in Tulsa, also reflects a much larger Zomi story. Over the decades, Zomi families have moved across towns, borders, and continents, carrying with them memories of home and objects that connect them to their parents and grandparents. Although people cannot always complete the journeys they once hoped to make, their work, faith, and influence may still travel beyond them. In this case, a guitar has carried a father's presence into a community thousands of miles away. From a family treasure to a shared cultural legacy. The donation transforms the guitar from a privately held family possession into an artifact that can be preserved for the wider Zomi community. The family acknowledged that the instrument might not appear especially important to every observer. Its significance becomes clearer, however, when its age, maker, history, and cultural setting are understood. Zomi Inkuan USA recognized that value and received the instrument with respect. The family expressed heartfelt gratitude to ZIUSA leader Pu Andrew Paulien Nun and all members of Zomi Inkuan USA for their encouraging words and for treating the guitar as an important piece of Zomi heritage. Their decision to preserve it demonstrates how community institutions can help protect objects that might otherwise be lost through deterioration, migration, or the passing of generations. An item does not need to be associated with political power, wealth, or international fame to be historically meaningful. The everyday objects created and used by ordinary people often reveal the most intimate dimensions of a community's life. A handmade instrument can tell us how people solved practical problems, expressed artistic imagination, practiced their faith, and created beauty with the resources available to them. The importance of Zomi Inpai and its museum. For Zomi communities living outside their ancestral homeland, cultural preservation is both an opportunity and a responsibility. Children born or raised in the diaspora may know their heritage primarily through the stories, photographs, songs, and objects preserved by their elders. Without deliberate documentation and conservation, important parts of Zomi history can disappear within a single generation. Museums and community cultural centers help prevent that loss. They create spaces where historical materials can be preserved, interpreted, and passed on. They also allow younger generations to encounter history in a visible and tangible form. When displayed at the Zomi Inpai Museum, Reverend Suan Ken Mung's guitar can help visitors understand that Zomi history is not found only in official documents or accounts of political events. It is also present in worship, literature, family life, craftsmanship, and music. The instrument can open conversations about the development of modern Zomi music, the contribution of Christian leaders to literature and education, and the resourcefulness of earlier generations. For younger Zomi Americans, seeing the guitar may make that history feel closer. Instead of hearing only that earlier generations valued music, they will be able to stand before an instrument made and preserved by those generations. Preserving the object and its story. The guitar's long-term historical value will depend not only on preserving the physical instrument but also on documenting the story surrounding it. Important details include the identity of its maker, the approximate year and place of construction, the materials and methods used, the music associated with it, the people who played or cared for it, and the route by which it traveled from Tadim to Yangon and eventually Tulsa. Photographs, written family testimony, audio interviews, and personal recollections could provide essential context for future generations. Without that information, an artifact may survive while much of its meaning is lost. The donation therefore offers an opportunity for Zomi Inkuan USA and the family to create a fuller historical record around the instrument. Such documentation could eventually support museum displays, educational materials, musical history projects, and broader research into Zomi Christian literature and culture. Preservation is not simply the act of placing an old object behind glass. It is the work of keeping its story alive, a legacy that continues to speak. The preservation of Reverend Suan Ken Mung's guitar is a modest event when measured against the scale of world history. Yet within the life of a people, such moments matter. They remind a community that history is made not only by governments, armies, and institutions, but also by pastors, writers, musicians, craftspeople, parents, and families. This guitar tells the story of a man who used his hands to create an instrument. It reflects a life connected to pastoral ministry, Christian literature, and music. It carries the love of a family that chose to preserve his work rather than allow it to disappear. It also reflects the respect of a community willing to receive that legacy and protect it for those yet to come. Now at Zomi Inpai in Tulsa, the guitar connects three places: Tadim, where it was made, Yangon, from where it began its journey to the United States, and Tulsa, where it will be preserved. It connects generations as well. The guitar may no longer sound exactly as it did when it was first played approximately 50 years ago, but it continues to communicate something powerful. It speaks of Zomi artistry, it speaks of Christian faith and service, it speaks of music woven into everyday life, it speaks of a family's love and a father's enduring influence. Above all, it speaks of a people determined to remember where they came from, and committed to carrying that memory forward. Zomi Press, Beyond News and Views. ZomiPress.com, Facebook, X, at Zomi Press. Editor's Note. This report is based on information and a family statement provided in connection with the guitar's presentation to Zomi Inkuan USA, Inc. www.zomipress.com